Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The DJV Show. We thank you for joining us. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. That's what the DJV stands for. Dougie is out today. It's Ladies' Day. Jay Kirshner is here. And Phil McGinn, the bravest man in radio, sitting with the three of us ladies as well. And we start off with a new poll, Jay and Victoria, that suggests that a majority of Americans say that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is still ahead of us. Now, you know, we all have different experiences.
That's exhausting.
It is exhausting. But I believe, like, I don't know. Let's just go back to May for a second. When people were feeling pretty good, right? I mean, I'm not alone here. There was optimism. People were taking off the mask. People were getting vaccinated.
We went
vaccinated.
Right out to dinner. We were excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of, like, getting back to, do I dare say the N-word, like, normal. Mm-hmm. Well, now we've seen the Delta variant cases surge. Now, it's supposed to be less deadly but much more contagious, right? The average person who gets the Delta variant gets COVID. They spread it to 9 people as opposed to 3 people with the last version of COVID. So it's more contagious. Breakthrough cases of the vaccine, all of that. That's led people, and this new poll that was done by Axios, reported by them, said that 54% of respondents said that the worst is still ahead of us. That's compared to 46% who said the worst is behind us in a new poll that was released this week. The number is a stark decline in just the past few weeks in the number of Americans who believe the worst days of the pandemic are over. In the beginning of July, 70% of respondents told Harris, they're the ones that were conducting the poll, that the worst of the pandemic was behind us. But last week, 56% said the same thing, and that was a 14-point drop. Now, obviously, it's not just a story about the virus, but we're also watching local and federal governments react to this, right? I think that many people think that closures, shutdowns, more mandates, that that's very possibly going to be on the, you know, on the horizon, especially as we get into the colder months. And that is bumming people out. What's the mental health impact to all of this?
Right. And then what about schools? Because I think, I don't know about California, but I know all the other, I'm in New Jersey, and my friends have little ones and our teachers in New York. So everybody's back in person, full time, no remote learning. We just talked to a friend of ours last night who's a teacher in New Jersey, and he said it's full time. There's no remote learning option anymore. And he said it's everybody back in the classroom full time. Now, if we know that younger kids are now getting COVID more than they did in the beginning, and so the Delta variant seems to go after, you know, the younger kids more, mostly also too because they're, you know, not vaccinated. So as typical of any virus, it looks for a host, you know, that it can easily attach itself to. So kids are going to be a problem, I think, this fall. Unless they get a vaccine that's approved for kids, you know, ages, what, 5 to 12? Because I think right now under 12, there's nothing that's approved. So, yeah, I mean, I think all of us can agree that as soon as the vaccine, you know, sort of got announced in December or January, when it started rolling out, there was a huge, you know, at least in our circle of friends and family, there was a real sense of there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And now I feel like we're going back into the tunnel, and I have no idea what that's actually going to mean for all of this fall. Is this another Thanksgiving that's canceled? Is it another Christmas that's canceled? I don't know, but it is exhausting to even think about it.
And I would say, are we going back into the tunnel naturally, or are we being driven there by reactions? I think, you know, one of the things that has disappointed me most is New York City and Bill de Blasio's decision to ban people who are unvaccinated from using restaurants. And it's not just because people want to go out to dinner or go to the gym. It's also that these businesses have suffered for over a year and a half. And just when they're getting back to normal, now we're going to say, well, we're not going to allow certain people to use your business, to use your service. And I think that is, it's not great for us as we're thinking about recovery. So is it more that? Is it more what we're hearing in the news media? Is it more the government's response to it? Or is it just the medical impact of the virus itself? If we're following the virus itself, most states are still in pretty good shape. I mean, obviously we're seeing some numbers in big cities, but you have to wonder if that's because of people traveling around a little more during the summer. Like, is that going to take care of itself in the fall, or are we going to see these numbers continue to go up? I mean, there's so many aspects to this story. It's not, it's no longer just a medical story, and I think people really feel that. It's not just about health or medicine at this point. It becomes about politics, the media coverage. I mean, there's so many different elements to it.
Yeah. I was surprised that the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, he said that he regretted approving of a statewide ban on face mask mandates. So it's kind of interesting because, you know, Arkansas is not in good shape in terms of hospitalizations and case numbers. And so he said in hindsight, he wished that he had not made it law. And he said, but it is the law. And now the only chance that we have to amend it is for the courts to say that it was an unconstitutional foundation. Now, if that happens, then that could throw every state that had a mask mandate into play. So I don't know. It's just, it's crazy.
I think it's funny though to me, and I appreciate, I think Asa Hutchinson has done, I think he's actually a good governor. I think he's done a good job. He's done some good things to celebrate. But I think it's funny when people like start to go nuts about say, well, you've banned a mandate. Okay. It's sort of laughable. Like, people can still wear masks in the state of Arkansas. They can still recommend that people wear masks in Arkansas. By saying you're not mandating, it means that you're not asking police to have to enforce this. You're asking people to just do the right thing. And I think it's funny that we get into this way where it's like, oh, well, if we don't have a mandate, the whole state's going to go to heck in a handbasket. Well, not necessarily. You can still make the case.
Yeah, right. But see, that's what surprised me when he said that his quote was, there's an urgent need to enact exceptions to the act. And he said, so public school boards have the flexibility necessary to utilize masks to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in schools. He kind of made it about a school issue. It's not necessarily a school issue, though. I mean, it's not limited to just that. But, yeah, I mean, it's very bizarre that he now, clearly he's seeing some numbers from his health department that are really
scaring him. It gets political. Well, yes, and it also probably gets political because then these people are looking for cover. And this is the danger of having the elected officials, like, in charge of this, right? Because they're constantly looking at their polling numbers or they're looking at what popular opinion is about all this stuff. It's like,
yeah,
we need to take that element out of it and start talking about facts. It's really frustrating. 14 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
16 minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Here, I'm Jennifer Horn. And the Olympics seem to fizzle. Well, they've been fizzling out a little bit, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ratings are in a free fall. Like everything else that becomes political. It seems like what? The Oscars, football, like everything, people just get tired. Whether they agree with the stuff that they're talking about or not, it's like, ugh, it's enough. There doesn't seem to be a lot of goodwill towards the Olympics this time around.
No, I mean, I haven't seen any Olympic coverage that's live because, you know, the time difference is so crazy.
And I think totally that's been, makes a difference. Yes.
It does. And I think for NBC to, you know, have all the exclusive rights, I mean, they spend, what, billions of dollars on this. I mean, it's crazy how much money they pay in order for the exclusive rights to cover the Olympics. Normally, the Olympics bring in, you know, 20 to 30 million viewers. They're down, like you said, they're down 51%, 13.5 million viewers. It's, you know, I mean, it's still beating other broadcast networks that are showing, you know, network shows
reruns
or whatever. Yeah. But still, that must be a huge, you know, kick in the pants for NBC. And, you know, I mean, the 13-hour time difference, plus the other thing that really bugged me this Olympics and I ended up giving up, I have Peacock because that's the NBC streaming service, and they have a bunch of events and stuff. But the interface when you go on to Peacock is so clunky. That if you're, like, I was looking for the surfing. It's the first time that we've had an American team in the surfing competition.
Yeah.
Surfing is new, you know, to the Olympics this summer. And so I wanted to see that. And I literally had to Google Olympic surfing schedule. And then I got a whole bunch of results. And nothing actually was playable. There was no video component. And so it's little things like that I was like, you know what, whatever. There's a 13-hour time difference. I'm going to know. I didn't even watch the women's soccer team. And normally I watch all their matches, and I didn't even see any of them because they start at 4 in the morning. And so, and, you know, then we're on the air while they're playing and losing.
And
so,
then you know who won by the end.
Yeah. So I don't
know.
Exactly.
I have an idea. What do you think of this, Jay? I have an idea to fix the Olympics. Let's make it like Celebrity Big Brother. Instead of focusing just on the events, let's follow the athletes in Olympic Village. Let's follow them with their interactions with each other. And then we could have, you know, we could have the events as part of the episode.
The fact that this is not already some kind of series on Instagram or YouTube is kind of astounding.
Right? I mean, I think it'd be like,
why has nobody thought of this?
Big Brother or Jersey Shore.
At least TikTok, right? I mean, it needs to be somewhere.
I don't know. I feel like that would solve things. It would bring more younger people in because it would be a little, I mean, you know this, like, there's some salacious stuff that happens during the Olympics, right? A lot of,
yes, I think the biggest,
co-mingling.
Except for Simone Biles being, you know, a major headline this week.
Yeah.
You know, there was a big party that got broken up, and everybody was in violation of all kinds of COVID restrictions, and they were all boozing it up, and, you know, they still handed out, like, 200,000 condoms. So, I mean, it's like Bone Central, right? And that's what the Olympic Village is.
That's why people train for the Olympics.
Forget about Love Island.
I know. This is what I mean.
Love Village.
Get a reality show going here, guys. Come on, NBC. Just hit the DJV show with 5%. Then we'll have a good show.
Created by. Yep.
Created by the DJV show. NBC's TV audience for the Summer Olympics down 45% from the Rio Games in 2016. And viewership in primetime, even worse, down 51%. I think you're right. It has a lot to do with the timing, where the events are, plus the fact that it's just been a weird year. You have delays from the Olympics from last year. You have people wondering why Russia and China are competing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that put together, I think, is a big mistake. Mishmash.
Snooze fest.
Exactly right. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Oh, we still have 30 seconds. I was wondering. My clock's a little ahead of the game. But now we can say.
Now it's officially.
Now it's. I love it when they're like, hey, clock isn't right. You gotta go back. Well done, Phil. It's called Play Some Music. It's all right. Ladies' Day, they give us a pass here on the DJV show. Now officially at 21 minutes past the hour.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Dougie is out today. The ladies are in, and every day at this time, we see what is trending. And don't forget, you can follow us, and you should, at DJ V Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Tell us hi. Tell us what you're thinking. Jay Kirshner is in charge of all of our platforms, and it's been sad times, but after a lot of pressure from the media, former President Obama, well, I guess he's not having a 60th birthday party after all, Jay?
Not the big blowout that was planned with, you know, 500 top celebrities, a staff around 200. It's just going to be an intimate family and very, very close friends affair. Maybe not even close friends, just family. No word on what the new number will be. But some of the celeb guests that were supposed to be attending that got their disinvite, that were disinvited, they're already on Martha's Vineyard.
That's so sad.
And so they already made their trek there for the party.
There were some big names. Like, Oprah was there, right? Steven Spielberg was supposed to be.
Yeah, George Clooney. John Legend was going to be performing, I believe.
Wow. It's a real bummer. You know what stinks? Is that the reason that he canceled is because the media picked up on this and they started going nuts. Now, look, we laughed. And we were laughing about having a super spreader event of 700. Obviously, it's kind of funny because it's just the irony of the situation. But I want him to have his party. It's outdoors. A lot of people are vaccinated. I think we need more of this and less of the fear-mongering. I wish that we could all have parties. Like, if Obama gets to have a party, we should all be able to have parties.
Can you imagine? That's true. Can you imagine the pressure, though, that he probably was under to cancel this party? You know, I mean, it's unfortunate because it would just look really bad if anybody, you know, ends up being, if this ends up being a super spreader event, you know, it's, the optics of that. And that, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, it looks bad. Well, so people are being extra cautious, I think, and just canceling stuff.
And especially anybody in politics, and as him being the 44th president, he is very much going to be under scrutiny. So it probably is the better idea, or at least postpone it, have a big blowout celebration later. How many people got married really quickly? They just kind of eloped, and then they actually had the planned wedding celebration. They just moved it.
Right.
Some people are still waiting to have their big blowout wedding.
We're missing so many opportunities for unity and for unifying. It would have been nice if somebody would have come out and said, you know, and probably a lot of it is the hypocrisy, right? When you are in public life and you say something about one person, then people are going to hold you accountable for the same thing. It happens. It's natural. But wouldn't it be nice for people to come out and say, you know what? Obama is doing, he's really not violating any laws. He's having an outdoor event. people are vaccinated. There's plenty of space. It's not like he's doing it indoors in a gymnasium.
Right.
We should celebrate the fact that we can use that and get back to our own lives. But no one wants to do that because they still have to have the element of control, right? Government's making decisions for us. The other opportunity that I think would be so smart, and my dad's been saying this to me. He said, you know, if Joe Biden gets on the phone, maybe his administration, and calls Donald Trump and says, why don't we do an event together where we talk about the importance of getting a vaccine? Wouldn't that look good? Wouldn't that end some of the distrust about the Democrat-Republican thing? I mean, it just seems like...
That was asked of Jen Psaki. I don't know if you saw that question, but someone said, you know, is the administration going to reach out to President Trump to do a PSA about getting the vaccine?
He was eliminated from it. He was left out of the presidential one.
Well, she said that her answer was, well, the other living former presidents have just done it on their own volition, so he's free to do it anytime he wants.
The truth is, they didn't. I mean, the one that is airing right now is that, if you've seen it, it's Bill Clinton, it's Obama, and it's George W. Bush all standing together in front of, I think they're in front of the Capitol. But, I mean, clearly, you'd have to ask to invite Trump. I think they're missing an opportunity, and I think Trump would then be on the line to have to say yes or no to do it. And I actually think he might say yes with the pressure on.
Yeah, so, I'd like to see that happen.
Maybe that's a story for our platforms, our Facebook platform, at DJV Show. Check us out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Jay Kirshner is there chatting with you. 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Want to hear some inside scoop? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest Zotops for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls. Flex Style, 15% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon says it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said Monday that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% having received at least one dose. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday that the salaries of superintendents and school board members who violate the state's ban on mask mandates in school districts could be withheld. In a statement, the governor described the penalty as a consequence for noncompliance. DeSantis signed an executive order last month directing the state's education department to draft rules preventing the implementation of school mask mandates. Two lawsuits against the ban have already been filed by parents in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One congresswoman is getting backlash for her support of the Defund the Police movement. Tim Berg reports.
Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is getting criticism from both sides of the aisle as she supports defunding the police despite spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on her own personal security, which she says is warranted because she's had people try to kill her. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens joins Fox and Friends to react to the Democratic efforts to defund the police.
Do not expect anything but what we see. Their creation is misery. Look at the urban communities they represent. They have never changed anything for decades. Don't expect anything different. We're just trying now to change the image of our great country into the image of what they put into these urban communities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Taliban forces have continued their offensive in the wake of the exit of U.S. and NATO troops, taking control of two more provincial capitals on Monday. They now control the capitals of five of the country's 34 provinces. The offensive coming with a campaign of political assassinations targeting senior government officials in Kabul. The Taliban's push has drawn international condemnation, including calls from the United Nations to end the attacking of cities. And a federal judge says that she doubts the legality of the White House's latest eviction moratorium, but may not have the power to change it. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich made the comments in the case of a group of Alabama landlords seeking an injunction against the CDC's moratorium on evictions in counties with high or substantial transmission of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The DJV Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay Kirshner is here. Doug, he is not. He's out today, but he'll be back on our next program. In the meantime, Ladies' Day, and we're having fun, ladies. We've got to do some entertainment news. Just take a break from COVID and Cuomo and all the bad news. I saw this story trending yesterday, and Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, they're working on a project with Sam Elliott, Victoria, that is a prequel to Yellowstone. Now, admittedly, I have not watched Yellowstone.
I have not
but
either.
I have heard a about lot it. Of friends who are loving this show. They are obsessed with Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's the number one show on the Paramount Network, which is a TV network as well as Paramount Plus is their streaming aspect. And so, yeah, I mean, this is the Kevin Costner. He's in the lead role. It's actually got a pretty impressive cast. And so this is going to be a prequel to the current Yellowstone. And so Sam Elliott, who is, like, born to be a cowboy, right?
Of course. If you have a role for cowboy, insert Sam Elliott, yes.
Right. I mean, he's just legendary. So he's going to join Faith Hill and Tim McGraw on the new sequel or prequel. It's called 1883, which already gives me heart palpitations because I don't like old Western stuff. And, like, really? It's like, what do you do without technology and Google? And, like, I kind of get a little... You know, remember that show, The 1800s House on PBS?
No, but do they go, like, live like the
1800s? They take a modern, it's my worst nightmare. It's like waterboarding to me. They take a modern family and throw them in this rickety old house from the 1800s, and they have nothing except what would have been available to them in the 1800s. It's terrifying.
That does not sound fun. People pay to go live like that. They go to those retreats for that.
I thought it's relaxing. I
mean, really? About, is it, though?
No.
I mean, I'm making, so stressed out.
Except for making your own butter and stuff like that, I think it would be relaxing.
Yeah,
just not having technology. Just, I mean, we've become so inundated with technology. We have no quiet moments left, right? I mean, everything, all the quiet moments are gone. We don't, I mean, you can create them, but it's hard. Social media, the phone, text messaging, it all follows you.
But, like, you can't even go to a grocery store. Like, what do you even do for food? Like, I would just be the worst. I could not. I could not handle this.
Says the true city girl.
What do you I know. Food? I mean, I would be so lost. So, anyway, so this is an MTV Entertainment Studio production. And so this new prequel, 1883, is going to follow the Dutton family as they embark on a journey west through the Great Plains towards the last bastion of untamed America. Worse. They said it's a stark retelling of the Western expansion where, like, everyone died. So, I don't understand.
I guess we know how it ends, is what you're
saying. Yeah, so Faith Hill, Tim McGraw are going to be playing a married couple. Sam Elliott is going to be playing Shay Brennan, and he has the Herculean task of guiding a group from Texas to Montana. So, I think it's exciting for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. They've done a few movies together, right? Like Hallmark kind of movies?
I don't know.
I don't believe so. I mean, Tim McGraw is a great actor, but
he's a really
Faith Hill,
good actor.
The only thing I can think of, it was her short stint on Stepford Wives. Do you remember that one with Matthew Broderick and Nicole Kidman? That is
she
the only
like
thing
wife,
I can place
too.
Her on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to think about it when I saw that she was going to be in it. I haven't seen her act. Tim McGraw, I think, is fantastic.
He's great.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Dwight Yoakam, country stars who can also really act. And so I'm excited to see what Tim McGraw can do. But, yeah, this will be a first for Faith Hill. I kind of love, though, that their marriage has still lasted and that it's going strong and that they actually want to work together. Usually after 20 years of marriage, you're like, okay, see you later.
Right.
I'll see you in 6 months. I'm going to work on a project. But not these two. They're fine working together.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. And they're, you know, the first time I saw Tim McGraw in a movie role, remember that movie where Gwyneth Paltrow played the country star who was like a drunk and had all kinds of issues?
Mm-hmm.
And he was her manager.
Was it called Trueheart or something? Like, I can't remember. Yeah, I do.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I mean, I know a lot of people kind of railed against it and said it was a terrible movie.
I think it was a Razzie Award winner that year.
It might have been. But honestly, her performance was actually really good. I think the script was really stupid and nonsensical. But Tim McGraw was such a standout. That was the first time I'd ever seen him in anything. And he was just such a natural that I became an instant fan of his acting. So I think to see Tim and Faith together, and of course I love Sam Elliott, I might actually give this a chance and see if like my blood pressure can remain normal while watching 1883. But I mean, I get like people who get like, you know, like claustrophobic, like that's how I feel about old timey stuff.
That's funny. You need access to all the modern amenities.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, a new special that they're going to be doing the prequel to Yellowstone. Now, ladies, this study had me laughing, and I've been meaning to bring it up to you for a while. This is from BYU University, and they did a survey to find out if kids who embrace princess culture were more likely to have progressive views about women, maybe who are less susceptible to toxic masculinity. What does the role of Disney princes play on young kids growing up? There are a lot of parents who don't want their kids exposed to this. So as kids, were you guys Disney princess? I feel like, Jay, you were into the Disney stuff.
Totally. I was belting out Ariel, the Little Mermaid soundtrack every day of my young life.
Victoria,
I sometimes float around the kitchen when I'm pretending to clean and start singing, and I'm like, oh.
Were you a Disney princess type, Victoria?
I loved Ariel, and I loved Beauty and the Beast. I mean, like, I was obsessed. I love Aladdin. I mean, all of those movies I was heavily, heavily into. And, you know, even when I was too old to be into it, I was still into it. And Lewis, a couple years ago, we were flipping through the channels, and Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon movie, was on. And he was about to continue scrolling through, and I was like, oh, don't you dare. It's Beauty and the Beast. And he was like, who are you? He's like, oh, my God. I love all of it. But I also was such a tomboy as a kid that I was, like, the only girl playing football with all the guys. So I don't know. I never had, like, I need a knight in shining armor. You know, I appreciate all of those, and I think it's really cute and romantic. But I don't know that it shaped my viewpoints as I got older. But I guess it could. And I know a lot of moms, right? Like, a lot of young moms now don't want their daughters having anything to do with any of the Disney stuff.
Oh, Jay, you were saying something? No, I was just going to say, Victoria, you said you're a tomboy. Were you a tomboy or were you an athlete?
An athlete.
There you go.
Look at you.
So you're going woke on you. You don't like the term tomboy?
No, I'm okay with Tom. I'm okay with the term tomboy.
I don't know what it means.
You were a Tom person.
When I was younger, I was always called a tomboy because I was typically the only girl on the sports teams. And then I made the comment, my mom goes, you're not a tomboy, you're an athlete. Because I really wasn't a tomboy. I wasn't out playing in the dirt unless I was slide tackling in soccer. I liked girly stuff. I just also played sports. And for whatever reason, people labeled me tomboy. So she was like, nope, you're an athlete.
Your mom is awesome because that's exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. And actually, that's the thing. Like, you know, when I was a little kid and I would be, you know, playing with all my brother's friends in the backyard, and then I would go in, you know, into the house, and then we'd go out to dinner or go out somewhere, and I would have, like, the pinkest, frilliest dress, and that was my choice. So, like, I confused a lot of people, I think. But, yeah, you're right, Jay. I loved all the girly stuff, but I also loved all the athletic stuff.
I know this is not a shock to any of you.
Jen was full on glitter.
I was not a tomboy.
Was there a lot of puppy paint sweatshirts in your childhood?
She had like her own Etsy before Etsy existed.
100%. I had the bedazzler. I had the puffy paint business. I mean, I was really big things happening.
When I think of glitter, I literally think of Jen Horn.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I'll take it.
Well, inextricably linked.
We're going to talk about this survey because I think this is interesting. Is princess culture ruining little girls? A lot of people will tell you that. This new survey says that it might actually have a positive impact. So we'll have the results for you as DJ V Show continues at 43 minutes past the hour.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. To save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Oh, if only we could That's the breaks here on the DJV show. Dougie out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. We were saying off the air that Sleeping Beauty, who I appreciate because she got to take a nice long nap, was kind of victimized by a prince who went around kissing her. And, you know, maybe this is Andrew Cuomo's new excuse, right? He says, you know, I thought that's what you ladies liked.
It's generational.
To kiss you right
I got my leather jacket from the 70s. I drive a 67 muscle car. I mean, this is what we do.
From what generation is the nipple ring from? Because that really has to go on Andrew Cuomo.
That was debunked, right? That it wasn't.
No, I thought it was true.
No.
Did he have one or not?
No, it was debunked. It was like a
shadow
in the picture.
So what was that thing sticking out of? Because I thought I saw it on multiple. Well, in any case, it was gross. Whatever I saw, it wasn't looking good.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a survey out about Disney princesses. A lot of people say princess culture is ruining women. Well, they did a survey. It's a small one. 307 children who were surveyed in 2016, and then they were surveyed again this year in 2021 when they entered their preteen or their early teen years. And the survey initiated at BYU found that earlier survey participants who were highly engaged in princess culture, which is funny, had grown to have positive views on gender equality, including societal roles, relationships, career, and education opportunities. Take that, you princess
wow.
Ears. Ha! Ha ha! They said
I mean, this was a definite movement by a lot of moms.
Yeah!
Like, all of my friends who had daughters, like, everybody was like, no Disney princess for her. I'm like, okay, well, whatever, I still like
Aladdin.
And I played with Barbies a lot as a kid, and everybody was like, oh, Barbies ruin everybody. They give you body image issues. But you know what? Barbie was, like, the queen of ambition, and this is what the survey says. She says, it tells these princess roles tell boys and girls that they can be all sorts of different things and that they're not supposed to be just one thing, which can be powerful. And I swear that's the argument I make about Barbie, because Barbie was like, I mean, she's me. She has 12 million jobs. You know, she was an astronaut. She owned an ice cream shop. She was a rocker.
She was
a veterinarian. Yeah, I know. And so she gives girls hope that you can do all of those things. The survey also says that princess culture gives women key storylines where they're the protagonists. They're following their dreams, helping those around them, and becoming individuals who aren't prescribed a role because of gender. So
right. I mean, if you look at just Aladdin is one of my favorites, but if you look at the role that Princess Jasmine plays, she refuses to be in an arranged marriage. She refuses to marry anyone that she isn't in love with. Then
right.
She ends up with the pauper who has, you know, because he's not a prince, she breaks the rule anyway. You know, I think that Princess Jasmine is probably one of the strongest females of the whole Disney franchise. I don't know. I never saw anything wrong with it. I think that what's the point of having, like, fairy tales and books that we read as kids? Like, what's the point? Are we just going to scrap all of that and everything, it has to be a biography?
Mm-hmm. I know. Everything has to be factual, nonfiction. Yeah. Well, then that takes away TV, too. And how many channels?
Well, then it also takes away anyone's imagination. And when
anything
kids are little...
Fun. Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just reading, you know, science stuff, okay, that's great, but where's the imagination? Where does that come into play? And I think that it's fostered at a young age from listening to fairy tales or any of the scary stuff that those Germans wrote. What are the, you know, the
crazy,
right?
Hans Christian Andersen and all of those crazy fairy tales, right?
The Brothers Grimm or whatever
the Brothers.
The Grimmers.
This is also good news for boys. So, Jay, let Mac hang out and read some princess stories. They say boys who are exposed to princess culture earlier in life tend to do a better job expressing emotion in their relationship.
Oh, he's
good.
Very up on Rapunzel, so we're good.
Awesome. Let down your hair. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's DGB Health Time and questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with some Alzheimer questions. Apparently there is focus on, because there is research on, Ken, what happens if you are living in a place where the air quality is good. I guess I would say Colorado, or my question would be, is Colorado better in avoiding dementia than living, let's say, in New York City or Los Angeles?
Air quality is very important in preventing dementia. And, Doug, there's an Alzheimer Association International Conference this week. And one of the reports that's going to come out, we're going to see a lot of information this week about Alzheimer's, is that if you improve your air quality, your cognition, your ability to think and remember is going to improve. If you have spent much of your life in better air quality, your risk of getting Alzheimer's is less. So it seems like, and it makes sense, that there is something about breathing good, clean air that helps your brain last longer as you get older.
All right. The question comes from some, I saw this in one of the medical journals myself, that women who are surgeons are at greater risk of losing their babies if they're pregnant. Is that because of what goes on in the operating room? Why would it, what's in the room? There are x-rays and things that would be a problem. Why would that be?
Well, if you read that, you know, that's probably a correlative study. It's not powered well enough to identify the actual item. So you and I trying to figure that out would be doing nothing but speculating, which is what scientists don't like doing. So what, and this is how science works. If that's in fact true, then they'll design experiments to figure out, as good detectives, what the possible culprits could be, and then isolate it. I mean, we certainly could imagine they're exposed to anesthesias in the air, and they're on their feet a lot, but they're under stress. all of these items are possible, but you have to do good science to isolate it. And this is what medical detectives love doing and answering. So stay tuned. I'm sure that the next discovery will be determined and developed and organized, and we'll answer that question.
All right. So if you had a parent, Dr. Ken, and this person needed care, would you put them in a nursing home? Are there safety concerns? We see a lot of things about nursing homes and malpractice. I guess, is it dependent on the individual home? How does a person make a decision to put one of their parents or both of them in a quote-unquote nursing home?
Well, there are different levels of care, and if your parent or anyone needed high levels of nursing care around the clock, there are times where you don't have any choice because this becomes a full-time job, and unless you're an RN, you can't do the job. So those who need skilled nursing services need to be in a skilled nursing center. Now, there are different levels of care in a so-called nursing home, and only a small fraction fall in that level. So that level, I think you have to just find a high-quality one. If you need less care, then you have to determine whether the people in the family are able, willing, available to do it. And most families think they would like to do it, and then when they try to do it, they realize how hard it is to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why few families are able to do it, to provide any level of long-term chronic care to their parents, because it's not easy, and especially as time goes on. And that's why they find other nursing home centers that give off less amounts of care. You have to match the needs of your parents to the type of center. And then you have to go and find the quality and do the diligence to see how good they are. And in the world of COVID, it takes another level. The problem with the nursing homes, the original part of COVID, was that sick people were put back into the nursing homes more.
All right, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.